When desperately trying to understand the narcissist's dysfunction and seek answers, many survivors of narcissistic abuse stumble upon the concept of midlife crisis. Upon exploring, they assume, rather think, that the narcissist is going through some kind of crisis, and maybe they have lost a sense of meaning and purpose in their life. Now that the children have grown up, or they are in their mid-40s or somewhere near, they do not know what to do with their life anymore. But they keep trying, and they keep giving the narcissist space only to get abused further. Let's talk about this in depth and detail in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we are going to talk about how a narcissist weaponizes this concept of midlife crisis against you and how that can keep you stuck. Talking about midlife crisis, it can show up in various ways, but it is mainly characterized by a few things. The first one being lack of confidence. You do not feel as confident as you felt before. Two, irritability. You are reckless when it comes to your behavior. You do things you have never done before. Then feeling bored all the time, needing stimulation, feeling depressed, feeling hopeless, not feeling good after achieving things. Just a general sense of purposelessness. That is what takes over. What is very important to understand here is that some people who hit midlife crisis cheat. And that is where it can get confusing for a survivor of narcissists, especially if they are in their mid-40s, approaching 40s, or in 50s. It is said that narcissists become worse with age. They become crankier, more irritable. They are angry all the time. They snap at people very quickly. They cheat openly without caring about hiding things. All their defenses come down and they are miserable. They become worse than before. They constantly seek attention. They want other people in their environment to keep giving them supply, and it becomes extremely annoying. That is where it might look like midlife crisis, and you may misunderstand it as something that it is not. An example of this could be a mid-aged narcissist openly cheating on his or her spouse. They do not care about concealing things anymore. They don't care how you feel about their affairs. They're completely cold. Before, they used to breadcrumb you a little bit. Before, they used to intermittently give you things here and there, but now it's all gone. They're stone cold. And then you may think, maybe I am not exciting enough. Maybe the relationship is not as amazing as it used to be before. And because of their constant manipulation and gaslighting that they have filled you with, you point all the fingers at yourself and think, maybe it's me and I need to fill this relationship with something else. I have to revive it. I have to bring it to life. You may try to celebrate them, their birthdays, their achievements. You may want to go on holidays. You may call in children or your grandchildren if you have any. They try to bring them back, but none of what you do makes any difference. And then you think, what is going on? And then depression comes to your mind. Are they depressed? Is it bipolar? Or is it something else? All of the options fail you, and then you arrive at narcissism. And that reveals an entirely different world to you. Have you been through this process yourself? Of thinking of different possibilities, and finally you ended up realizing that it is nothing but narcissism? If yes, let me know in the comments and let me know what helped you the most, because your answers can help other people a lot. To avoid wasting a lot of time and getting more hurt, a clear distinction has to be made between midlife crisis and narcissism. Midlife crisis is a temporary phase. It starts somewhere around 30s, 40s, or even 50s, when you are done with your main responsibilities and your life rhythm changes. If you were raising your children, they are out now, they are living their life, they have their own families, and your job is changing, you're not perhaps working anymore, you are about to retire or have already retired, so you don't know what to do with yourself. But that is not the case with narcissism and narcissists. But then you might ask, why does it look similar? Let me explain. A narcissist remains in a constant mode of crisis. The only difference here is that this crisis becomes more evident as they age. Why? Because they lose their different sources of supply. Those people who used to enable their ego are gone. The job they used to identify themselves through, they don't have it anymore. All other sources of ego gratification are also fading away. For example, their children, they see through them and they do not want to do anything with them at all. They want to go no contact, and the narcissist has no one to take that poison out on. So eventually, what does that lead to? Some kind of narcissistic collapse, but it does not look like a full collapse if the narcissist makes him or herself their own and only supply. How do they make themselves their own supply? By manifesting their narcissism fully, by letting it become full blown. And when it does, all that anger, all that lack of compassion, respect, and empathy for you comes to the surface. They just become horrible in their ways of behaving. That's it. The other thing that could make it look like a midlife crisis is depression. The narcissist might get really depressed. They might isolate themselves. They may not want to talk. They may not want to eat. Basically, it can turn catatonic at a point. And that might make you think, what the hell happened here? They were okay up until this point, and all of a sudden they shift. You need to understand that when that depression hits them, it is all their suppressed shit that has come to the surface now, and they can't avoid feeling it anymore. And now that it has come up all at once, it has taken over, and they have permanently collapsed and they can't recover from it. But it's not midlife crisis. It is the crisis they have been in right from the beginning, and now that crisis can be seen, can be felt and experienced. Feeling purposeless is also what can help us recognize midlife crisis, but I would like you to understand this. A narcissist never has any purpose in their life except targeting others. And now that they can't do it anymore, now that their supplies are gone, as I was explaining earlier, they feel purposeless. It's like a predator who all his or her life has survived by hunting people down, and now they can't find their prey. Wouldn't the predator fade away? Of course, that is what happens with the narcissist, and that may seem like some kind of meaninglessness, but it is not. It is the narcissist's constant internal state now becoming external, and this is who they have been all along. They also need constant distraction. They need to be focused on something else. Some of them accumulate a lot of wealth. Others are workaholics. Some of them are alcoholics. Some are obsessed with cheating. As they hit that crisis, you just need to know that all those sources are gone away, and they can't stay distracted. And because they can't stay distracted, naturally, what happens? They go within. They can't stand that. So they need constant stimulation. So that sense of feeling bored, or they may seem like they're bored with everything, no matter what you give them, it's just not enough, is that deep sense of dissatisfaction. In conclusion, we can say when a narcissist is on the cusp of collapsing, they hit some kind of extreme crisis, and it is then when they try their best, they put in their last efforts to revive their life, to bring back the glory, to acquire many sources of supply, and many of them do so successfully, but temporarily. Eventually, every narcissist hits collapse in one way or the other. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments, and let me know what you think about a narcissist midlife crisis. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.